calling. That's right. Cousin Joe Show is where it's at. Yeah, the Cousin Joe Show will be right back.
Hello there. Welcome to the Cousin Joe Show.
Welcome.
It's the sick edition. As you can see,
both of us
are very sickly and not together, which makes me sad.
Yeah, down, very sick.
I was going to do
Ian. Ian's so sick, he isn't even here.
Yeah, he's got it the worst.
Dennis is here for the pizza party. That's good.
Is he?
Yeah.
I got some slices left over.
That's cool. The night I didn't show up.
What are you trying to
say? I feel like you purposely were like, oh, Dan's not coming? Fuck it, I'm going to order pizza. Well, fuck Dan and Ian.
That way I get to have one more slice. So that works?
I guess.
I meant to say more than one. It was a dumb fat joke, and I apologize.
No, it's all right. I mean, if you're going to make a fat joke, you could at least make it good.
I know. That was one of my two errors there. Hey, madman. Are you happy now? Are you happy? See what I gave
Why?
You?
Oh, look at that.
Yeah.
So sexy.
You better be excited.
And he opened it up by calling you one of the gays, so.
That's what I got in return for that?
That's what you get. That's your thank you.
That's a little rude.
I mean, it's probably one of the nicest things someone said about you in the chat.
That's sad and accurate. Yes, Whitey. Everyone hit that like button. Or
yes, please.
Or as he says, get gassed. So, yeah, I was going to, Royce texted me to do hippo juice last night, but I was in bed with a fever. A fever I still have, and you filled in. How'd that go?
It was fun, man. It's the first time I've ever done hippo juice. It was a good time.
It's always a good time. It's just a fun
It was Royce and Marie, and Mersh was on there, and Mitch, of course, and then John jumped on after a few minutes, and it was a nice little group, man. It was cool.
I was unconscious, but I'll have to check it out. At some point before the weekend.
It was nice. Something different.
Yeah. You don't sound sick.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I feel like you could have dropped down here.
Is that what you feel?
I had
a medical professional tell me how sick I was.
I like your new backdrop.
Yeah, you know what it is? I wanted solidarity. Because you cover Not a Microwave with albums, so I'm going to cover...
Right.
Not my bed with a hockey jersey.
I'm glad you put it that way, because it's absolutely not.
Yeah. Also, I love that that album.
Dredge.
I love that. That's a fantastic album. You actually gave me a copy of that album.
I did, because I'm a generous, nice guy.
I think you just had two, but yeah.
I think I ordered one drunk by mistake, and went, what am I going to do with this? Well, Dan kind of likes them.
You're stupid. Take this.
Anyone in the chat knows who Dredge is? I doubt it.
Oh, I'm sure somebody knows what Judge is. Yeah.
Well, with our new, we've had a lot of new listeners recently.
Everyone tells me to take the air conditioner out. The heat in this apartment is so hot.
Do you not have control over it? Is it one of those where someone else?
No, it's like they built this thing in like the 50s, so you don't have control of the heat.
Is the thermostat so like a dial that you have to tap on to get the needle to move?
No, it's like in the furnace downstairs. Like they just, I don't know. Have some 80-year-old man shoveling coal into it or something. I don't know what's happening down there. But I think they just don't want old people to complain about the heat, so they just jack it up, and we just have to deal with it.
But that's what I'm saying. The heat for other people, other apartments, is the same as yours?
I assume so.
So you can't,
I don't know. I haven't.
That's what I mean. There's no thermostat in your place to independently control?
No.
That's horrendous. No. Yeah, I would leave that air conditioner in there.
So I leave the air conditioner in.
And you can just pull away pieces of foam whenever it gets too hot.
Exactly.
Let it air out.
Turn it on. Let it break up the ice in there. It's fine. Sounds like a wood chipper for an hour. Yeah, it's great.
It is. That doesn't look like a new energy-saving air conditioner. Did that come with the place?
No, that's like the cheapest thing I could find on Amazon a year ago during a heat wave.
Is that the last air conditioner to be made without a remote? Do you have a remote control for that?
No, there's no remote. It's a dial. I turn a dial.
Holy shit.
Like an adult.
Wow. If I'm telling you you're behind on any sort of anything you plug in the wall... Then you know you have a problem.
Well, you're into any kind of technology that has remotes and things like that. Like anything that makes it easy, you catch up on that quick.
Or hurts people, yeah.
Well, that, yeah. Or explodes and makes pretty colors. Yeah, you're up on all that.
Absolutely. That reminds me. Hopefully, I'm able to do a show with all of my limbs next Thursday. Because Saturday, you know what I'm doing?
What?
I'm going,
losing a limb?
I'm going axe throwing.
No shit.
Yeah. I'm not even fully sure what it is. I'm assuming it involves picking up an axe and throwing it at a target.
That would be axe throwing, yes.
Right. But I don't know the layout. I don't know if there's... Is it like mini golf where there's another team in front of you that might hit you with an axe, like when the golf ball comes over into your lane?
I think it's just like it's a big board with a target and you just throw your axe at it.
It's like a shooting range where you have your own little cubicle?
Yeah, I think you have like your own area with you and your friends and just probably a little line you can't go past like bowling.
All right.
You'll be fine.
I don't know.
Just don't go chasing the axe or anything weird.
I don't know why. You know my affinity for weapons, but I'm nervous about doing this. I think that I'm going to let it slip out of my hand and it's going to fall on my foot.
Or like on your backswing, you'll just hit somebody in the face.
Yeah. Yeah.
Who are you going with? Anyone you like?
All people I like, unfortunately.
Oh, so try not to murder anyone.
Yeah, I can't make any mistakes. I got to be extra careful.
My mom did that with a dart once. She was throwing a dart and it flew out of her hand and hit some guy in the neck.
I forbid you watch Hippo Juice and support his friends. Now you must be punished.
Madman, I was sickly, as I am
now.
He
was sick. He was dying.
But even more sick than... You asshole. Damn, please stop bobbing your head. This makes me nauseous. I just ate.
Oh, that's right.
Delicious fresh pizza, Dan.
Yes.
Not from my freezer.
No.
Which is not behind me.
Uh-huh.
How long?
Yes, that's right. You had delicious pizza on the night I didn't come.
Thank you, Madman 92.
Thank you, Madman, for that wonderful tune from the 90s.
So have you heard about this, but you haven't been there? Or not there?
I know what axe throwing is. I mean, I don't know what specific place you're going to, but yeah, they did just a big fucking target and you throw an axe at it.
Is it like a fire department axe? Like, do I need two hands?
No, it's like a murder
like a
someone
hatchet?
With a hatchet. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, all right.
So you overhand it.
That's the other thing I was worried about. Are my girly arms enough to throw it more than 2 feet without it just falling and bouncing off and hitting someone?
Oh, boy. I mean, can someone get video of it?
That can be arranged.
All right. Yeah. Have someone get video of you throwing the axe because I want to see how that goes.
You know, it's not really a good idea because you know how I get when I'm on camera or, you know, there's any kind of focus on me, I try to be a little extra wacky funny.
Try to put a little too much into it?
Yeah, I can't do that with an axe. Like, I did that at the shore when I was fucking around throwing, you know, balls into hoops and winding up like a queer jerk-off. But I can't do that with an axe. So,
boy, you sure can try. see you fucking windmill it like you're in the hoe.
I'll just spin it around a couple times before I let it go. That sounds... I'm sure there's going to be like a safety class that they make you take before you even do it, right?
Yeah. They're going to be like, this is the sharp end.
I mean, if I had to take one for racing like supercharged bumper cars at, what was that, Raceway on 17? You ever been there?
No, it's but just... I'm sure, yeah, you're going to have to do some sort of class. You're probably going to have to sign some shit.
I'm sure you got to sign something and say if you get killed,
yeah,
it's
saying,
not our fault.
Yeah, if you cut off a hand, it has nothing to do with you. Yeah, there's going to be, their ass will be covered.
But yeah, it's, well, I don't think it's still there. The Speedway or whatever it was, I went there years ago with a couple friends. It was like bumper cars, but, you know, they actually moved. Like, I don't know, 20 miles an hour. And you were in some kind of like, you know, miniature NASCAR kind of loop.
What,
and
was it a race thing or was it just hitting each other like bumper
cars?
No,
it was a race. That was the goal. And I think I was like second to last because I'm so used to bumper cars. My goal is to run into people. But they warned me several times that you can't drive into someone else. And that was no fun for me.
Well, then why are there the bumpers on them?
This is a good question.
I feel like that's... They were asking you to hit somebody.
They were more like thin fiberglass fenders. See, they weren't made to bump.
Oh,
or bounce.
Those things. Yeah.
But you could tell.
Purely for safety.
You could tell how much I listened to the safety course that I had to take before I went racing because I was in line. We're all lined up, right? and there's the jerk off with the countdown flag, the checkered flag right in front of us.
Right. Yeah.
And this guy, I'm wearing a helmet, and this guy that works there is to my right yelling at me, and I can't hear what he's saying because my helmet's on. And I'm just looking at him like, what? And the race is about to start. And finally, he just shakes his head, leans over, and slams down the plastic cover over my face. I didn't realize I had to close whatever that thing is called, the shield. I'm indoors. What do I need to cover my face from? What, was there gravel on the fucking indoor speedway?
I don't know if they'll kick something up or...
But I think I was holding people up because I was just staring at him while he yelled and I couldn't hear anything. And finally just leaned over two cars and slammed my helmet face down.
You're revving your little lawnmower engine the whole time.
Yeah. Going, what are you waiting for? Wave your...
No, 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 no.
Wave your dopey flag and let's do this. I spun out like three times. I was terrible at that. A real car. I'm good.
I know. I've heard some stories.
Yeah. Yes. Especially, well, I probably shouldn't talk about that on the show. Why? You know, like where it's public.
Oh. I mean, it's an old story, right?
It's 7 years ago.
I mean, if it's 7 years ago, it's legally past the point of...
prosecution. Yeah.
Here.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know big words.
Back years ago. That makes sense, right?
Yeah. At least eight.
If I was having a few beverages and then going somewhere, maybe I was in a rush, I would make it a point to test the suspension of whatever vehicle I was driving around tight turns.
I mean, it's good for safety to test.
Yeah. My girlfriend wasn't happy the last time I did that. She really? Claims to this day that I almost drove into a guardrail. I refute that claim and say that never happened.
No. Because you tested the suspension and your car was fine.
Right.
Didn't skid into the guardrail, so everything was fine.
That's how I look at it. We survived, didn't hit anything, so...
Fucking you!
Welcome to the Cousin Me Coletta Show.
What?
Here's Wonderwall, EHSS hat.
Thanks, Dennis, I think. Because maybe... Alright, this is finally a real version, Dan.
The real version.
He's really hanging on to that note. He's really holding on to that note. I don't not like this. This isn't... Compared to what we usually get, I don't mind this.
This is not the worst.
Not at all. Frozen.
Evening, Mr. Baruchel and
name.
Handsome Dan.
What?
You shouldn't let Mr. Iglesias Fluffy, a.k.a. Royce, always get the upper hand on you, Mr. Baruchel. Also here.
What? You piece of shit! You ruined us and them? What a piece of shit! Why would you do this? I'm sick. I'm sick. I don't need this.
Now you're slightly more sick.
Much more. He says, don't let Mr. Iglesias, a.k.a. Royce, always get the upper hand on you. Also here. Which was the song. I don't know what he's referring to, but thank you, Frozen Asian. Royce, upper hand? I don't know what you're talking about. I have no idea. That's not like Royce at all.
He never makes you look silly.
No, it doesn't. That's not what my good friend would do to me.
Never?
He never has that kind of tone or words.
That's good. Got it.
Just wanted to be extra clear on that, Dan.
He did try to send you a little hello phone call during the hippo juice.
Yeah, that really pissed
me
off because...
You were sleepies.
Yeah. Yeah, I was about to fall asleep and then...
He just missed you, that's all.
No, he just wanted to piss me off.
No, he was just talking about how much he missed your voice.
It's not the first time I've been in bed sick and he's been doing a show and he went, you know what, fuck Joe and his sickness. I'm going to annoy him. So...
Pretty sure you called him out when he was sick once, too, and he called in.
Did I?
I think you guys are even.
I wouldn't call anything even.
Okay.
I mean, when it comes to putting each other down, I'm going to shock you here, Dan. I'm going to pull a sports reference for you.
Oh, a sports ball?
Yeah. When it comes to put-downs and being a terrible friend, Royce is the Yankees and I am the Nets.
Wow, okay, two different sports. Cool.
I meant Nick. No, it's still different.
It's still a different sport. All right.
Is there an Army version of baseball like there is football?
So what you're saying is Royce is really good at it and you're not.
No, it's that I'm not a terrible friend, so I don't lower myself to that shit-talking towards him like he does towards me.
Right.
That's all I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
Just want to be clear.
Point made. Yes, that was eloquently put.
Thank you. That's usually how my sentences work.
Usually, yeah.
With eloquence.
You smush some words together, and at the end, we all smile. We say, good job, Joe. You did it.
Thanks, Dan. I appreciate it. Means a lot. By the way, real quick, I saw Rational Times in the chat before. I've been meaning to retweet. Him and his wife are going through some stuff. I got to retweet a GoFundMe he's got. If you haven't already, check it out. Definitely check it out and donate. I locked myself out of my debit card, Dan, because they're based in Canada.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I think the first problem was I spelled out court instead of CT, which is what I must have told my bank my address was.
Uh-huh.
So I had to get the voicemail. There's been suspicious activity. That's what I get for trying to do something nice.
Sending money to Canada and yeah. Didn't know what to do. There's suspicious activity on your card. You weren't buying any fireworks with this.
Right. There was no explosives. Just
wanted to make sure everything was okay. You were doing something nice for another person, and we were very confused. We just wanted to make sure everything was okay.
That's what threw the system off. That's what gave the automatic alert. This is a good thing you're doing with your money. This can't be you. We have to put a hold on your account.
Yeah, you have to buy a lot of Pearl Jam tickets and things that explode and computer equipment that you're going to use once. So, or never.
Or never. I was going to say, or still sealed in the Amazon box. One day I'll use it, maybe.
Or a giant projector screen that's just going to sit in your apartment.
Okay. Dude, if I could sell the amount of Amazon shit that I've never opened.
Or you could just not have bought it.
Yeah, but since I don't have a time machine, I could sell it, and I probably got $1,000 worth of shit I don't need or haven't used or both. One thing I did get today was the converter to HDMI so you would have a second screen, but you're not here to see it. So
okay.
So I'm just letting you know what you're missing out on. So far, pizza and a second screen.
Find my tiny violin anywhere around here.
Can you find it?
I don't think I have it. Sorry.
Okay. Well, we should move on to some stuff.
Oh, here it is.
What's that?
My tiny little violin.
It's adorable.
There you go, Joe.
That is adorable. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Play that for you.
I don't know. Now I'm really... You think I should do a live stream from the axe throwing place?
I don't know if you should do a live stream on it for legal reasons, but... Yeah, I would like to see you try to throw an axe.
Well, I'm going to multiple times. I wonder how many turns you get.
I don't know.
I wonder if you could put up targets. Like when I used to go to the shooting, the gun range, you could, especially because this was like 2003 or 4, you could buy, like, you know, you could see it in Dirty Harry or any cop movie where still to this day, they're at the shooting range practicing and there's that guy with the one eye squinted, and he's wearing the hoodie, and he's shooting the revolver at you. And he's
kind of
crouched down, his knees are like bent. That guy that they shoot at?
I just assumed you'd have a picture of the Smash Mouth band photo.
I'm going to print that.
And you would just try to hit every one of them.
But aside from that, that was at every shooting range, after 9/11, there was Bin Laden targets that you could put up, which were great.
Mm-hmm.
They weren't stupid. They were like double the price of the regular Target ones, and everyone.
Oh, because if you're an American, you're going to get that one.
Absolutely. If you're a patriot, you're going to shoot a paper version of an enemy of the country. Absolutely.
There you go. See?
Kind of scumbag wouldn't do that. I know I did. But I wonder if you could bring your own targets, like you're saying, print out pictures.
I'm sure you can. I wouldn't run over there and put it up until you've got the clear. I mean, that's how you're going
to
get hurt.
I have to keep up with the teams behind and in front of me.
I think you probably have your own little lane.
I hope so.
Like you and your party probably all get to
I'm just hoping it's one, as you said, lane, one tree stump or whatever the fuck we're throwing the axe at, and
right,
that's
board,
it.
Yeah.
Not like mini golf where we're moving on to different, you know, there's a tree stump that's now around a bend or a corner that you got to have a little flick in your wrist to swing it around, and you're waiting for the next group of people throwing axes behind you.
How big is your group?
Six.
All right, because Tin Man says if you're going in a group, they'll split you in teams and have you play games.
Games? What's the other game aside from throwing an axe at something?
No. He said that they have you play games.
Hmm. Well, I will get back to everyone next Thursday.
Yeah, we're going to have video, and hopefully all your appendages will still be there.
Hopefully. But, yeah, I'll get you updated on the so-called games that go on. We should probably move on. Look, everyone get your tissues out. Prepare to be sad. Dan and I are only doing an hour tonight because we are very sickly. And we're going to bed early.
Yeah, so we're going to leave the Skype on and cuddles together.
Digitally, virtually cuddle. It wouldn't be the first time. Mm-hmm.
Virtual cuddles.
I believe that's how I got sick from you. But we should move on to one of those top things in there.
See how I avoided saying computer virus? You're welcome.
I appreciate that deeply.
Mm-hmm.
Just so you know. Welcome. I really do.
So we're going to go with this this very important story.
Yes, hi. Marie's saying hi to me. She says, hello, best friend
Marie.
In the whole world. No, she's talking to me.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, go on. Hang on. See, look, I can do this, Dan.
Yeah, go ahead, do it.
Because you can see my screen. Is it this one?
Let's do that one.
Okay.
We'll kick it off with some sexy stuff. All right, this is obviously from England, because it says, Canterbury mum shares landlord's disgusting texts proposing lower rent in exchange for nudes. Nudes.
Now, I know you're going to read on with the details, but so far, nudes means, to me, right?
Naked.
Perfectly naked. Like, completely naked.
I think nude is just any kind of naked part.
So, and just an ass shot, that would count as a nude to you?
I mean, I guess, yeah, it's a nude ass.
I don't know. I
right?
think it's, we have another caller on the phone. Excuse me. Good evening.
You don't look sick.
That's fine. Do you want me to take my temperature in front of you? Because I'll do it.
You don't look sick. Dan was sick, and he did 2 hours of my show yesterday.
Did.
Yeah, well, I was sicker. I had a fever. So there.
Oh yeah? Joe, you get sick a lot, man.
No, I don't.
Yeah. If you don't want to be my friend, just say it, okay? I'm really kind of, you know what I'm sick of? You lying to me.
What did I lie about?
A one-hour show tonight, Joe? Really? Are we just phoning it in already? Hollywood Joe Coletta?
I figure it's better than no show. Yes.
Oh, no, yeah, you're right. Do the bare minimum.
Oh, but the... How was
Dan killed yesterday on our show. He was great. We had a Back to the Future segment. We were laughing like friends. And,
like,
you know,
friends.
I'm assuming you were sitting there watching, old Pearl Jam videos.
Yeah, that's what I do when I'm sick.
Joe, what would you do? What were you doing?
I was laying in bed taking Tylenol for my fever. I'll have you know.
That's what you did.
Winnie babies. This guy would still perform the whole show when sick.
Which guy?
It's true. We
gotta find out which guy he's talking about.
Can you quack like a duck when
fuck
you suck?
What?
Can you buck like a horse when we fuck?
Huh?
Can you take every inch of your butt? Can you shit on my chest for good luck? Can you quack like a duck when you suck? Can you fart on my balls when we fuck?
What? Who is that?
He had a point.
To the comment that this guy would perform. He is sick right now in multiple ways. And, okay, look, what is going on? Why is there a guy tapping his repeatedly? And why
tapping
is
his dick?
His ball bag or dick. I can't tell. Where do you people find this shit? Why? Okay, that was gay. Look, there's one thing for a funny love tap, but that guy just grabbed his dick. Full on grabbed his dick. And he's shuffling around happy about it. I don't know where you sick people find this shit.
Yeah, this isn't the good, lighthearted stuff Joe's into.
This guy looks like he does manger scenes around Christmas time. And then on the weekends,
sure?
He's doing this. Yeah. Well,
are they going close in on it?
I don't know who's filming this, but I don't know why I'm still playing it.
Probably because you're aroused.
Oh, well, I better not get up. You'll see my bulge. I'm going to have to hide this now. The band
Your
or
bulge?
Artist? I don't know why I just called this person an artist. Whatever. On YouTube says WTF. That's the name of it?
Oh, okay.
I know I've heard that before on Daywave, but I would love to know if he has other songs, wouldn't you?
I mean, I feel like we heard
the hit single?
The hit single and saw his dick work.
I don't know if that was in working order, but it was floppable, certainly. By the way, our good friend Royce just decided to hang up on us, in case you were wondering.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
He'll come back. He's got the Royce bat phone.
He does. Now that we're doing this remotely, that's right. Once I hit the join, he could just pop in anytime he wants. I don't like that, but he can. So back to women not using what they're given for advantages in life like they should be.
Oh, all right. A mum has been left horrified after a landlord offered discounted rent in exchange for breast pictures for his quote-unquote modeling business. First off, the modeling business thing, I mean, I feel like that's a little played out, right?
It's not only put the... But,
oh, I'm a photographer.
I've seen,
I have this camera.
I've seen friends of, like, girlfriends years ago and other girls that either went to high school with or whatever, and they'd post on... I mean, went as far back as MySpace, and now
MySpace,
and now Facebook or whatever. This is my latest shoot with at Big Daddy 502, and it's just obviously some guy put up a green screen in his bedroom, and just put like the Scarface Miami sun and palm tree in the background, and she's just laying there with her tits out. There's nothing remotely artistic or talented about it. You pretty much just lay there and let a guy see your tits, and now you're letting everyone else see your tits. You're not a model.
But he took a picture with a camera.
Every guy with a fucking Nikon for $150 on eBay says they're a model photographer or whatever the fuck they call themselves. But the amount of girls that fall for it, what are they doing, Dan? Are they building up their portfolio? Is that what that is?
Yeah, it's art.
Is it?
Yeah. Yes, it is art.
Okay.
You know what's really artistic? If you masturbate on the bed, ma'am, this is high-end art.
If I hold this button down on this Canon, it goes from still photography to video, and we can put that as an Instagram story if you just kind of finger-fuck yourself just for like 10 seconds.
I can't wait to take this Kodak disposable to the store later. Get these professional pictures developed.
You'd be the first model in history to have a motion picture portfolio. Most portfolios are still images. You could have a moving picture portfolio.
This is for my personal collection. I like to keep some of my art private.
Who the fuck are you?
Since I got a wrench for some reason, here's some Pearl Jam.
Because you begged me. That's why. But I appreciate it. Appreciate the Pearl Jam coming. All right, got some Jeremy going on.
There you go.
Okay. By the way, a new single came out like 2 days ago, Dan. Thought you'd want to
know. Oh, that's exciting.
Yep.
I can't hear you.
Cock sucking fuckhead. Asshole. Did you not hear that I was sick? I already have a dull headache. You're making this dull headache very prominent.
Well, you were dull before the headache.
Well, yes, thank you. But it's going from dull to sharp. God damn it.
Hey, Miami MILF, this is in support of Joe, not Juvenile.
Yeah, what are you talking about?
Wait. Covering up things with things we like.
I don't know if I call it support. I feel like I should have bought more Tylenol before the show. So, this mom that was horrified.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Georgia Linehan from Canterbury.
I actually do stories from time to time.
What's that?
Well, I was telling the listeners, we actually do stories from time to time.
Yeah.
Go on.
Vowed to never use Gumtree for house hunting ever again.
What is
Gumtree? As she shared the awkward exchange on Twitter. Gumtree is probably like
their version, you know, one of those, like Zillow or whatever.
Yeah, something like that.
Okay.
The screenshot reveals a WhatsApp conversation in which Georgia is discussing the details of a possible rental house in Whitestable, Kent, for herself and her family.
Beautiful, beautiful property there.
There you go. It does come fully furnished. However, it can arrange to be part furnished or non-furnished at all. That's a nice gentleman talking to her.
Mm-hmm.
How much is it per month? 695 XLs.
I beg for nothing, you.
You're right, Batman. I just did that out of the kindness of my heart. I just picked you because you're sweet. And you do things like this. I don't even know. Holy fuck! It's a dinosaur! Jesus Christ, what the fuck? Oh my fucking god, fucking dinosaurs. Know this, Dan?
Of course, that's fantastic. That's the Jurassic Park version with lyrics. It's a B-side.
Well, I don't need any more information then. Okay, got it.
Mm-hmm.
Fine.
I like that you said that you bought more Tylenol.
Where did you come from? Where did you come from?
What do you buy them? What do you buy them, one pill at a time? Buy a bottle, Joe.
I did. I've had it for a while, but I very rarely get fevers. So, when I have a high fever, like today and yesterday, I tend to use more. Also, they're from the dollar store, so I think they come like 10 per bottle.
You're very cranky, and I don't like it. You're being really cranky today.
I'm sorry. I haven't slept, and I'm sick. I apologize. Why am I apologizing to you?
I've never read that book, Joe.
So I'm glad.
Look.
What?
I'm sorry you feel bad. I really am. I really am sorry you feel bad. It sucks. I know what it sucks to feel bad. Yeah. And it's nice that you did the show.
Yeah. Is that it?
I feel like there's a lot coming.
I was talking to Dan.
Oh, hey, yeah. You know, Royce, when you're a professional, you power through. When your friend needs you to jump on to Hippo Juice, you do it.
You hop on.
You do it.
Hop on with your friend. You hop on with your friends.
Yep.
It's just not nice.
Or you lay in bed and don't even answer the phone when your Hippo Juice friends call you.
I think that if Joe makes it to $200, he should have to do 2 hours.
I don't know why you're... First of all, it's right there. It doesn't make sense.
Oh, well, then it does. I guess it does make sense.
No, it doesn't. And I don't know why you're laughing, Dan. You're sick, too. That means you'd have to stay on.
Yeah, but I'm home.
Yeah, he's already home. You know what? Joe's also home. So literally, there's no excuse.
Yeah, he's still...
I don't think that makes any sense. At all.
That doesn't make sense.
All right. Okay. Sorry that I worry about your fans more than you do. It's not a big deal to me, Joe. I mean, who do I care?
I appreciate whatever you just said.
Joe can't worry about something he takes for granted, Royce.
What the fuck?
You're right. That's a very good point.
Dick. I don't like that Dan and I are in the same room, so he can easily look away from the screen and not see me glaring at him. If he was right in front.
I can see it. I can see it.
Oh, you can?
With this wrench, I will keep the chat in check.
I appreciate it, Madman 92.
We got a vigilante in the chat now.
No. This was... Do you know, you fucking cocksuckers, every time... I don't want to talk over his donation. I'm a nice guy. and I appreciate you fans, despite what Roy says. Do you know every time I read a story about the coronavirus and it said Wuhan, China, I had the Wuha song in my fucking head because of you last week? Every time for the past week, you assholes.
Well, look, listen, Merce just walked in and I said I was on the phone with Joe and he goes, who, bad friend Joe? And I said, yes. So, like, he knows. Everybody knows.
Right. Do you know what's great about Dan not being here is he is not in control of the Skype.
Oh, no.
What are you going to do, hang up on Royce? That's horrible.
Right, hang up on me. That's fine.
Are you trying to figure out how to hang up on just Royce?
Yes, without hanging up on you.
Here, Joe. Joe, let me help you out.
Yeah, maybe Royce will call in and tell you how.
fuck. All right, so the text message. On the very secure WhatsApp, by the way. I love the landlord.
That's WhatsApp. Where you should conduct business.
It's encrypted, Dan, and...
Oh, I'm sorry.
And you definitely can't screenshot creepy messages you get in WhatsApp and post them on Twitter.
No.
So
as you can see here, nobody did that.
So she goes,
I just want to find out how much money those pounds are in dollars.
I think those are euros.
Is that your, no, the L means pounds, doesn't it?
I mean, it's a squiggly L. You could be right. I thought they were euros because I tried to buy fireworks from Poland and I got the same symbol. I think they're in euros. They got the really good firecracker, like M80 type. Anyway.
It's about $895 in a
okay, American so she company. Said, thank you for the pics. How much is it per month? And that was, of course, the apartment, yeah. Not his dick. And
right,
it says
right.
695 euro, pound, whatever. And go on, Dan, you could read.
But after telling the man she'd need to have a couple of days to think about it, he came back to her with a suggestion as to how she could save some money on rent. Well, that sounds nice, doesn't it?
Well, Dan, he says...
Helping save money, right? That's nice.
It sounds generous.
There's an option to reduce rent.
He understood that she was in a place where she might not be able to afford it, so he had a solution. And
right. That sounds nice.
And let's read the chat.
Maybe it's like if she does like some yard work, it'll be a little less. That's fair, right?
Or
she does her own shoveling.
Maybe it's one of those apartments where he lives upstairs and maybe she just does his laundry.
Oh, that'd be nice. That's
right?
A good deal.
Something like that. Well, let's see.
Let's see what it is.
He says, there is an option to reduce rent if you wanted to. And then he put an X.
Okay.
What does the X mean?
I don't know. He keeps putting X's. There's like a lot of X's in this conversation. It's kind of weird.
Well, because then she goes, oh, really, how, X? I own a modeling company. A few of my tenants work for me doing boob work. So basically...
Oh.
Breast picks for two picks, the rent gets reduced by 200 euros. Breast
pounds.
Picks for two picks, the rent gets reduced by 200 pounds euros?
That's actually a pretty good deal.
Wait, does that mean each month she could send two different tit picks?
I guess so, yeah.
Two picks
the
rent.
Every month he gets two tit picks and 200 pounds off the rent. You'd send your hog for money off the rent, right?
Absolutely. Do you think he meant one tit?
No, it's two pictures. He wants two pictures.
So he wants different angles
of he wants four total boobs, yeah.
And how did she respond to this, Dan?
I'm going to assume she was very happy to work with him.
You think she obliged him? As they say in the UK?
Is that what they say, obliged?
I don't know. I just guessed.
After sharing the alarming conversation, George was inundated with replies from people branding the landlord disgusting, while others responded to tell the mum she was mad for not taking his deal. She was quick to point out there's a very good chance the man didn't even own the property in the first place. Oh, could you imagine that? If he didn't even really own it?
I mean, if she went through a website where...
But dude, you could walk out and take some pictures somewhere.
Register an account.
And then go online and find, like, indoor pictures of some random place. Like, how is the person going to know they're the same place? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I guess without showing up to have it seen and meeting the person, yeah.
I mean, I don't know if this guy knows this. This is kind of little known fact.
Mm.
You can actually go on the internet and find lots of boobs. Like, you don't need to scam anyone for them.
That's the other weird thing. It's not like he met her before and was like, oh, fuck, she's hot. I need to see her tits.
Yeah.
This is just some faceless person.
Yeah.
There could have been a guy posing as a girl he was talking to. He has no idea.
It could have been.
So you're right.
He could have just gotten some nice man nipples and then lost $200 on his fake apartment he didn't own.
So I didn't even think about that. It makes even less sense because, you know, there's that thing. You'll be looking at a girl and go, I wonder what her tits look like. But they didn't even meet.
Yeah, so he didn't even get to wonder that.
Right.
I mean, this guy's just... It's just, he's just gone boob rogue.
Do you think this has ever worked out for this guy? Do you think there's ever been...
I feel like once or twice. Like, he got a couple of sloppy boobies.
You can go on the internet and just find boobs, but the thing is that there's... Joe, out of everybody, you should know. It's more like the thrill of the hunt, you know? Like, it's like, yeah. But these boobs, not many people have seen these boobs.
Right, these are boobs I'm not supposed to see. That's what makes it hot. I get it. But again, he has no idea. She could be a slob. He has no idea what she even looks like.
Oh, okay. Sometimes when you go hunting, you don't know if you're going to get a huge deer or a fucking retard deer. Like, you know, that's why it's hunting.
What is that, like half a horn deer? What's a retard deer?
Yeah. You know, yeah, fucking the slow deer. The one that works at Walmart and brings the carts back.
Oh, okay. Now I got it.
Well, they
got
to get back somehow. The little guy do his job. Shit.
And also, that's a lot of money just for boobs. I think that's the other problem.
Isn't it? Like, that's a crazy market they got over there.
It sounds like a good deal. I mean, it...
You know, back in the day, it wasn't illegal. You get to the porky stain, you go to a bathroom, you drill a hole through it, you look through it, it's whatever. Nobody cared. Everybody moves on with their life.
I never saw it, but there was a hole drilled into the women's locker room in my high school. And I don't know if it was a coach that did it or what, but... That was a known thing for like a year or two until the weird thing is no one ever got busted or caught. They just filled the hole in. But it was there, and I forget, obviously some girl noticed, I guess the light on the other end of the brick wall flashed, you know, from bright to dark, and they noticed the hole.
Some guy's heavy breathing on the other side of the wall.
Yeah. I still don't remember what was on the other side of the wall, if it was, like I said, like a coach's office or something like that, but... Yeah, that goes on all the time. Every time I rent like a shore house, or like when I went to the Airbnb with Ian to see Pearl Jam, I'll check like the smoke detectors for cameras. I'll get... Is that weird?
Yes, I never thought of that.
What? Joe just assumes...
Weird because... Go ahead, Dan. Sorry.
I was going to say, Joe just assumes whoever's renting the place out is like him.
It's not even that. Joe also assumes that people... Why would some fucking old pervert want to see Joe Coletta naked?
No, it's not about...
Who wouldn't want to see Mr. Fat 7 3/4?
No, maybe they're banking...
And secondly,
if
you want to see Joe's cock, just ask.
Well, aside from that, maybe, you know, they're banking on me bringing some hottie back to their place of residence, and, you know, they want to...
Well, they banked wrong.
Well, they wouldn't know that until after they looked at the footage.
Did you say hottie?
That's what he did say, yes.
I did.
Oh, my God. Maybe you are sick.
I wasn't saying it seriously. I am sick. My brain is very foggy right now.
Yeah, well, that's because you buy Tylenol, the little two-packs at the gas station, instead of buying a bottle like an adult.
Why is this Tylenol called Rhino 7?
Yes, seriously. My headache's still here, but I have such a hard-on.
If anyone's online at 2 a.m., they can see it.
Well,
I'm sorry you're sick, Joe. Seriously.
You sound concerned, and I appreciate it.
No, I am. Yeah. I am actually concerned. I'm very, very, very concerned that you're sick. I want you to feel better.
Thank you, Royce.
There's no joke. You think there was a joke coming? You're like a beat dog. I wasn't going to do anything. I'm just being honest.
I was about to grab the mouse to hang up on you because, yeah, I was certain that there was something coming.
No, there's absolutely nothing coming. Like humor out of you today.
Oh.
Good night, Royce. Let's look at the chat. And what? Okay, Chronic Ops. No, it's normal. I scan for Wi-Fi networks at Airbnbs. That's even smarter. Because if they got a hidden camera, it's got to be hooked up to a Wi-Fi network.
But how would you know what's on the Wi-Fi network?
Well, if there is a Wi-Fi network, you just unplug their router. You're not using it.
Oh.
And that'll kill off any camera it's connected to. See?
So what you're saying is next time I'm at an Airbnb, I shouldn't just keep jerking off in front of vents.
You should probably cover yourself with a sheet if you're in front of a vent.
Okay.
Or do the, you know how like on laptops.
Lessons have been learned today.
On laptops, people put like the piece of tape over the webcam.
Right.
You get like aluminum foil and you just cover that vent.
Cover every vent in the apartment. Yes. I don't want anyone looking at my dick.
And that way, in the smoke detector, so if there's a fire, you could die burning, but no one will see you naked.
Thank goodness.
There's a trade-off. There's a little trade-off with that.
A lot of people want to see that, that's for sure. Well, here's another little piece of the mystery, Joe.
Oh.
Apparently, this property in the photograph is a terraced house listed online on sale for $375,000. So it's probable this guy didn't actually own this property. He probably just found pictures online of something for sale, put it up as a rental, and tried to see some boobs.
I mentioned it before, but I'm thinking more about it. What kind of real estate agent or whatever goes, oh, you're interested in the property? Yeah, hit me up on WhatsApp. Don't call me at my office. Download WhatsApp. Do you have WhatsApp? No, don't text me. I know texting is the same thing, but see, the WhatsApp, it's encrypted. So it's secure. Download that. Talk to me through there. Yeah, I mean, there's quite a few red flags there. But
just follow me on Instagram. I'll show you the property.
In the past ways, people have lowered their rent.
So, yeah, apparently last year, Canterbury landlords made headlines after it was revealed some were offering skint students cheap rent in exchange for sex. So this is kind of a problem in Canterbury, I guess.
Well, that's a bit different. Just a bit.
That's straight sex.
As opposed to a tit pick. Yeah, I mean.
Right.
What was the discount on that?
I don't know. This guy just had no ambition, apparently.
Was it $2 per month, like the pictures? Or what?
I don't know. How often? I don't know. I feel like $1 a month is okay for rent, right?
I mean, I wouldn't be in a position to make these rules, Dan. But
I'm just like, you know what? I'll just pay the rent. Thanks.
Are you speaking as a guy or if you were?
Just in general. Nice gentleman offers, you know, I'll cut a check.
Well, let's say,
oh,
Dan, you should totally lose this Joe guy. He's totally holding you, bah. Oh, hi, Joe. Didn't see you there. Humpty Dumpty wanted you to hear his song. I said he wouldn't like it, but he insisted.
I'm too sick for this. I'm really too sick for this. Can't do it. Just the pitch of this guy's voice is enough to increase my fever. People say you're Humpty. Oh. You're really funny looking. That's all right, because I get things cooking. So bad.
Oh, man.
How did they ever take off?
Take off what?
You know, like get played on radio or have an album produced in an actual studio.
It's just a fun little song.
No, it's not.
A little fun song.
No, it's terrible.
Everything doesn't have to be depressing, Joe. I don't know if you knew that.
Well,
everything doesn't have to be like, Jeremy Spoker. It doesn't all have to be sad.
It's not a sad song, or just because it's about a kid that killed himself in front of his classmates in school. That's not
a sad
song.
Why would that be sad?
It's a form of expression.
Right. He expressed something, all right.
That was back in the days when there was chalkboards, too. Not like those easy-erase whiteboards.
Yeah.
How long do you think that classroom was shut down before they cleaned
it? Back in my day.
Remember how hard it was to get chalk off the board? Imagine, like, brain and blood.
Brain and blood. Yeah, it's probably a challenge.
I don't know why I just had that thought.
The poor old janitor had to mop it all up. He's like, goddamn kids!
He was swinging his mop at the board.
Why didn't you just treat the boy right?
Muttering to himself. All could have been avoided.
I should have been retired 2 years ago.
All right, we got like 10 minutes left, Dan. What do you want to do?
He's going hard on this hour.
Hey, don't say.
Wait, where did the Guatemalan go?
I hung up on him. Thank you again, Madman. Oh, what is it? I don't think people understand that I'm sick. I'm under the weather. I'm not up for this. This is... It's not helping my sickness.
Joey B says, was it the same janitor from Smells Like Teen Spirit? That's the exact guy I was actually picturing.
Oh, well done. It was in the same vicinity. It's in Seattle.
Yeah, same idea. Probably same guy.
Go to pick up a piece of chalk, ends up being Skull. Yeah, that's right, it would have landed in a little holder with the three little grooves in it.
Humpty Dance remix.
No. Why?
Oh, it's a different version.
It doesn't matter. Why?
Bitch, I'm sticking 5 cocks in my ass. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 cocks. Gonna blast cock throbbing that last hot cock. Gonna smash my ass. Grip,
I have a suspicion this is not the Humpty guy.
Fuck butt, lick dick, lick piss. Gay niggas slay niggas. Dick cheese, dick bliss. Bust not a dumb cock. Pinch this tip, bitch. Gay nigga, gay dick and bitch. Please lick this. Gay niggas use sipping cotton, but now...
I really want to know what the... Next line is, gay niggas used to pick cotton, but guess it, Dan. What do you think?
Oh, I don't know if I can name that line, Joe. What is it? I don't even want to know.
I have a fever, so I can't riff, but I can't play this game.
I'm sick. I can't make jokes.
That's exactly what I'm saying. Very cloudy.
So what if you get the $300, will you do 2 hours?
Don't just put it on me. Dan,
what do you think I was? Dan, I wasn't talking to you.
What an asshole.
I'm here.
What an asshole.
I'm here.
Oh, Dan, if you make $300, I mean, I know Joe gives you what, like 1% of that? That's not bad.
I don't make that much.
Yeah. How much money is, you know what, how much money are you giving him, Joe?
We're ending in 6 minutes.
He said that we're going to work that out later.
Yeah, you have to.
He said, I thought I was okay, Spotter. Can I ask you a question, though, Joe?
No. No.
We were legitimately nice. You would think something was wrong.
This
also,
is true.
Also, I figured you would have liked that last song after, you know, Flamin' Fresh.
I mean, I feel like that guy stole from my Flamin' Fresh character. This is... Dan, I don't think we've heard this one before.
It's a new one.
It amazes me that there's new ones every week.
It actually worked pretty well.
That's pretty sweet.
Yeah.
Have you guys seen The Irishman? Oh, you have seen The Irishman. Was it good?
Oh, Joe loved it.
Are you being serious? Well,
Joe would have loved if Scorsese just came in a box and sent it to Joe, though. So
I'd buy the deluxe box set edition of that. But yeah, the Irishman was amazing.
That's got a special cover. Seriously,
guys, enough shenanigans for one night. Let's be real for a minute.
Thank you, Kevin.
Something serious here.
Rachel!
Okay.
Rachel!
Harvey, it's okay. It's all right. Listen. Somebody.
That was just not fair. I was really invested about what they were going to say. It just wasn't fair.
That was a good one.
God damn it.
That was good.
That was almost demonic sounding, wasn't it, Dan?
What? Oh, the music part?
The end of the end when it kicked in.
Yeah, I think it was just kind of modulated a little bit.
Can you see what I'm doing there?
What are you doing? Oh, okay.
I love this show. I love this show.
Me too. So glad you let me come on it.
Oh. Okay, so Dan's pulling something up. That was my very subtle hint to him to do that.
It's good.
I know no one picked up on it.
Nope.
I know no one was confused. It was, one of my classic examples of how you transition on radio.
Yep. Lots of hard turns. Police respond to report of mysterious demonic sounds. Oh.
There's so much already.
It's a scary story, Joey.
Look,
look at the picture they put in there. That's how you know it's scary. See that?
Hang on, let me pull it up so people can see. This is just...
See, that's how you know it's scary. There's a demon-y fire picture.
Go on.
Do you think that's the actual demon? You think they got a good picture of it?
Dan?
Yeah?
There's no such thing as demons, goblins, ghosts, wolverines, werewolves, vampires.
There's wolverines. Wolverines are an animal, you dunce. What are you talking about?
I meant to say werewolves. I have a fever. Okay. I have a fever, Dan.
You have a fever?
Yes, I do.
All right, well, why don't you take your anal temperature and we'll move on. On February 13th, officers were called upon to investigate a very strange incident in Pueblo, Colorado. Reports boingboing.net. Oh, well, I mean, if we're going to go with a reliable news source.
We only get the most reputable of news sources on this show.
This is not just boing.net, Joe. This is boing boing.
It's a double boing. Net. Yes.
This is, we don't fuck around.
Exactly. We don't just go with half a boing.
No. Joe always gives full boing.
Unless I drink
the baffling event. Then it is half boing. Yes. The baffling event that took place about 3:30 a.m. So saw workers at a local branch of McDonald's, which are usually haunted, call the emergency services after being spooked by demonic sounds. Oh.
I was going to make a joke about
demonic sound.
Since you are sick, here's some Wonderwall.
Well, I appreciate that, Ben.
That's nice.
It's very sweet and thoughtful of you. Is this what the police got called over, Dan? Is this the demonic sound? I think this is... Why do you people do this to me?
Is someone being hurt?
It sure sounds like it.
This sounds like a very artistic version. Oh, it's
the music video is a.
It's some sort of video game there.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm not going to try and figure this out. I'm just going to say thank you for the donation.
You want to go on with this?
Please.
All right, so they were at a McDonald's. It's 3:30 in the morning, and they heard demonic sounds, Joe.
The workers did.
And I'm going to guess what happened was they were very high, and they heard a demonic sound like a, I'd like a Whopper, please. Excuse me.
And they didn't realize.
Excuse me? Can I have a burger? Did you hear that?
They had too many edibles before the shift.
Did you hear that? Is that a fucking ghost?
Fucking you!
Can I get Wolverines nuggets?
Wolverines are not animals. Docoletta 2020.
Look, I had a fever slip up, okay? So, yeah. Sorry, Dan.
The sounds described as a strange language along with the terrifying barking. So it was just someone with a...
It was someone walking
with
a dog
in their car.
It was someone
from
that was arguing on their phone with a walking a dog. Yeah.
It came from an unidentified screaming woman, according to the report. So it was some lady who's trying to hit the drive up at 3:30 in the morning. Her dog won't stop barking, and these morons. The incident shaken the employees?
Dan, this is from boingboing.net. Don't you forget, they use proper grammar on this.
I'm sorry. I apologize.
Okay.
The incident shaken the employees so much that they refused to leave the building until tomorrow morning.
See, that I let the employees write the story.
Wait, how do you refuse to leave until tomorrow morning?
Again, that's when you scroll down, it'll make more sense. It's supposed to say, refuse to leave the building until the next morning.
The next morning.
Thank you, Fat Keck Boy.
He said cheeseburger.
Okay.
Hmm. A group of three officers investigated the scene and conducted an extensive search of the area, but were unable to identify who or what had produced the sounds despite their best efforts. Many social media users have related the incident to La Llorona, a popular Latin American folklore wailing ghost that is said to scream in anguish and torment.
I think what they forgot
mm-hmm.
is the key word folklore.
Mm-hmm.
Not that there's an actual wailing ghost that screams in anguish and torment. Once again, it's some crazy woman screaming who happened to have a dog with her but was barking. It wasn't a demon who happened to scream and also bark at the same time. The fact that the police launched a fucking investigation into some lunatic with their dog and these fucking morons refused to leave the building out of fear until the next day. I get, if this was like El Salvador, okay, fine. But this is Colorado.
The fuck are you!
Better get in and make sure it's not the coronavirus.
This is true, Madman. Even more reason.
I tell you where it's from. China. That's from where Corona come. Kwanzaa. It arrived on Tuesday. It flew over here on a bad some due day. I put it in stuff. Give it to the guests. I saw it on Nike. Man. I cook it in the mess. I wash it in dry cream. Give it to more cop. No one suspect me because I had small cop. They scared. It's bad. Coronavirus is in game. They...
Huh. Interesting.
Someone whipped that up pretty quick, huh?
Yeah, very quick.
Wow.
It's almost like they didn't put any effort into it.
Oh.
Thank you for the donation, though. Hope that wasn't you doing that. Where were we?
Oh. Oh, well, there's no definitive explanation. The case remains unsolved, Joe.
You know,
it's a mystery.
I just solved the case. A crazy woman was screaming, probably drunk, and she was with
a
dog
mystery.
That barked. This is not a mystery. It's not a mystery.
Do you have any, excuse me, chicken nuggets? Excuse me?
It's
La Llorona.
It's not a demon. The police actually sent out a tweet about this.
Oh, good. At about 3:30 this morning, officers responded to a business in the area of Pueblo Boulevard in Northern. Employees reported hearing a woman screaming and making, quote, demonic sounds, to include speaking in a strange language and barking. They were so unnerved by the sounds that they said they wouldn't be going back outside their building until after the sun came up. Three officers searched the area, but didn't come up with the source of the disturbance.
Again, I feel like I should
mystery call... Mystery for sure.
I feel like I should call this police department and tell them that I solved the case for them.
A mystery for sure. I don't think you should
you call the police department. Appreciate that.
Don't think that's a good idea.
I have a fever.
Uh-huh.
We really should get going, Dent.
Okay.
I mean, no, don't do that.
I'm not doing anything.
We talked about this hours ago. We were just going to do an hour because we're both sick.
Okay.
And we need our sleep and rest, and I probably take more Tylenol because my neck is sweating. So, my fever's back.
Oh, no.
We will make it up to you guys next week. Don't you worry. Really appreciate you guys hanging out with us tonight.
Does this mean I have to stay for an extra hour next week?
Yes.
Oh, you cunt. I mean, good friend.
Where's your loyalty to the listeners, Dan?
It's right here.
But you won't stay an extra hour next week?
No.
Thank you guys for tuning in. Sorry.
Bye, guys. Thank you.
I have to get an ice pack for my forehead. We'll see you. That's not accurate, Dan. Put that down. Put that down at once. We'll see you next Thursday at 7 for a full show.
See you next Thursday for a full show, guys.
Have a good night, everyone.